Hey y'all, Sirit Sohi from The Ringer here, and I wanted to let you guys know about a new show that I'm hosting, The Ringer WNBA Show. We're going to be talking about all the biggest personalities, breaking down and analyzing the latest happenings that make the W so fascinating, featuring some of the best guests and experts from around the league. Tap in with us on the brand new Ringer WNBA Show feed on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Ringer Fantasy Football Show. My name is Danny Heifetz, and I'm joined by Danny Kelly and Craig Worldbuck. And welcome to the Ringer Fantasy Football Show, or Draft Show, or whatever.
Yeah.
Ringer NFL Draft Show. After the Super Bowl, we're going to change your name to the NFL Draft Show. So if you like the show but haven't hit follow or subscribe, whatever app you're on, just hit follow or subscribe. The only time we ask is when we change our name, because changing our name, that's something that every other show in the world does, right,
Craig? Yeah, let us know if you've found any other show that does that. Thanks.
Yeah, we're possibly literally the only show in the entire world that changes their name mid-year. That I think everyone else is wrong.
Got to be different, you know? Got to be different. We're kind of changing the game.
You know, just hit subscribe or follow in case hypothetically you lose track of us and it's kind of confusing. So, you know, just hit that button. Yeah, and then so we're going to go through. DK, your big board is live at NFLDraft.TheRinger.com.
Woo! Yeah, and a mock draft.
This board is fucking huge.
It is huge.
Thank you.
It's large. We got top 32 players. You got your
it's
mock draft.
It's a girthy one. Yeah.
It's really awesome. It's the same stuff with our fantasy football guide. So your phone, it looks beautiful. Go check it out at NFLDraft.TheRinger.com. And we're just going to go through. DK, you're the king of comps, and I want to go through my favorite comps that either caught my eye or just was like, what are you talking about with these players? And frankly, the most interesting players on your big board. So we're just going to go through that, and then we have some emails and stuff. But we're going to be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl next week. And again, we cover the whole offseason too. So if you've been listening to us, we cover the whole offseason. You've probably heard me say that by now. But
repetition. Okay. It matters.
DK, I want to start with your number one player on your big board in 2025. Travis Hunter, wide receiver and or cornerback from Colorado. Your comp for him is Deion Sanders.
Yeah, there's not a lot of players that have played both sides of the ball to comp Travis Hunter to. So,
and one of them's
his
coach.
I know this was a little bit of a kind of an obvious choice. He's coached by Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders is approximately the same size as him. I'd say that's probably like about the reasoning for me comping him to that. In terms of receiving, he reminds me a little bit of Justin Jefferson, the way he moves. He's just a bendy. I've seen Garrett Wilson comps thrown out there too. Just a really bendy athlete. Great body control, all that stuff, tacks the football in the air. And I actually saw this from Daniel Jeremiah that he thinks that Travis Hunter should play receiver full time and then moonlight as a corner, which is, I don't think, the consensus view for most of the
people. Because you think he's a better corner than receiver, correct?
I don't strongly believe that, but I think so. Yeah. I think the question is where is he more valuable to a team? What do you guys even think? What do you think is the more valuable position? What's harder to find? I feel like it's harder to find a really good corner. Like a shutdown corner is harder to find.
Value is an interesting question because everyone says cornerbacks are harder to find, and yet receivers make 50% more. Like the top cornerbacks are making about $21 million and receivers are approaching 30. So it's kind of like
kind of wild, yeah.
So it's despair. It's kind of like that. I mean, the NFL is not like a very liquid market. So you could argue both ways. But the thing that's funny to me about Travis Hunter too is like, Craig, if I had you just, you're never watched Colorado ever, and I had you watch a Colorado game, and I said, one of these kids is Deion Sanders' son, you'd be like, I bet my life it's Travis.
Right.
Hunter.
Yeah. Right.
It's not, but in many ways, frankly, Travis Hunter has the athleticism that like Shadur didn't get from Deion. And just to recap, because I think it's easy to kind of gloss over, Travis Hunter won the Biletnikoff Award for the best receiver in college football this year. Also won the Bednarik Award for the best defender in college football this year.
That's kind of wild.
That's kind of crazy. So yeah, I think that there's two questions. It's like, is he a better prospect as a receiver and cornerback? And then the question as we get closer to the draft is like, okay, but like, what's the plan for this guy? Like what is real easier to learn? Because if it's like 51-49 receiver cornerback, he's better, but it's like 70% going to be easier to be a cornerback moonlighting as a receiver versus, you know what I mean? It's going to be like the path to like actually teach him that is going to come into it. And I think that's going to be a thing, but I kind of do want to linger on, I feel like we almost haven't talked about how good Travis Hunter is, because DK, tell me if I am over my skis here, but when I watch Travis Hunter, I feel like I am watching like of a smaller but significantly faster DeAndre Hopkins was playing both sides of the ball.
Why do you say that? Is it because of like the body control and the just attacking the football in the air, coming down with passes that he probably shouldn't come down with, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, because I just feel like because he plays both sides of the ball, and also just to be, he averaged 113 snaps a game. I think Kadarius Toney hasn't played 113 snaps in like the last like 2 years.
That was unnecessary, but I agree.
Yeah,
fair.
Why is he catching straight?
He's playing every snap. Like he probably has played this data doesn't go back. He's probably played the most snaps this season of any player in the history of college football. So the cardio is crazy, but